Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning with Bishop. Might not like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm telling you what's going to be going on the month of January and February going into 2023. And I'm going to give you a divine word from God. Sometimes you got to let go and let God work through you, woman. Mary, when you get press 1 on your phone. That's Mary Hawkins Troy. If you've been reading for the last month, the 23rd number of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to say to Brother Kern, his birthday, he made 91 years old. So Brother Barnes, little brother, they call him little brother. I want to say happy birthday to you. And all of them having a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to them that having a birthday today. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I want you to get ready for a daughter for you. Brother Burns, Aaron, Brother Aaron, spirit is around you. And I was in the spirit world, and Aaron came and went with laughing like he laughed. And I was looking, I went over to Sister Bailey's house, I was there, and Cora came, Cora popped up, and Cora said, get out of my chair. I got out of her chair. And Bailey went over, how come you jumped like off the Cora to me, get out of her chair? So I was telling her about some of the things that's going on. And that's what happened, what happened to some of you. Now, Mary Hawkins in Detroit, she's supposed to be reading the 23rd. You got 23rd number, Tom, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, you can read it for us now.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. A lot of people ask, Bishop, what's going on? A lot of people ask, want to know what's going on, what's happening. And they want to know what's happening and what's going on. What's happening and what's going on with people of the world. We've seen the atrocity, what happened, how the Hitler playbook with Russia. All those people killed, mass graves, torture. And it's happened back then, it's happening now. And America's so busy, they done forgot 6 million Jews was killed by Hitler, maybe more than that. Over 6 million blacks were killed coming from Africa, coming to this country. Still being hung and shot and murdered. You can't forget those atrocities that happened. They're still happening, okay? I want to say that to you this morning. Go to my website, that's thecedarabrahamyourwebsite.com. You do what you want. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. I haven't heard from you, Tanya Scott. I haven't heard from you. And Dr. Gibson called me and said, you're going to call me right back. I tied up. But if you want to be involved in the service today, Mr. Bishop, I want to see what I need. Now, some of you need something. Spiritual warfare. In spiritual warfare, you got to have the full armor of God on. And you can't get overwhelmed because you got money. You can't get overwhelmed because you got to be able to be in the Word of God. I was talking to a young lady. I forgot to tell her. I said, you know, you used to have Bible class every Wednesday. Well, some way we got away from that. See, and sometimes when you get away from doing something, the devil slip in on you. And I haven't heard from you, Pearl. Frank called me from Arkansas, Mississippi. I was telling y'all about what happened with Alaska. I just got a call later telling me this Alaska having they gonna have floods in Alaska. The no cap is melting. Right now we're in the midst of hurricanes. It's going to slip over and hit some part of Florida and Cuba. It's doing that now. But you shouldn't weep word because I already told you about that a long time ago. The spirit, I say, the ancestor told me, and I shared it with you. Some of you are busy just be talking. You don't say nothing. But I try to give you the truth, and some of you don't want the truth. Now, I want you to get ready this Sunday for this Sunday to be a healing Sunday. I want this Sunday to be a blessing for you. I want you to be able to go into spiritual warfare. Let me say it again, spiritual warfare. And what that really means this morning, fighting those invisible spirits that you see. You got the Bible. You're reading the Bible. But you're not praying. You're holding on to the world and God. You're holding on to your money. You ain't letting go. one thing you have to do this morning, make up your mind, it's over with. I got to move to the next. Sometimes you get stagnated. That means that you stay, you know, like when David and them was, the Lord is my shepherd, turn around, they had to feed the sheep, but the water was so raging, they had to build another stream and let the water run out because it was still water. He said, still water. Some of you right now have not given over. Get that meanness out of your spirit. Let love, listen, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting. Let love guide you, not the hate of somebody else. See, somebody else can have that negative spirit. I tell them all the time. I was telling a young man this morning, he said we had a problem. And I said, brother, you got to check off that hate that you got for somebody else. You ain't with them people no more. Check that hate off and begin to see yourself in a love situation. Spiritual warfare prayer. Put on the whole armor of God where you might be able to fight the wars of the devil that's penetrating the world, the evil that's coming forth to hit you and me, the chemtrails, the killing, the murder. Here's over here in Russia, they done found graves, mass graves, people handcuffed, people shot in the head. That's evil, men doing evil. That's out of Hitler playbook. And Trump praying out of Hitler playbook. Murder is all right. That's a dark ruling taking. So I want you this morning to get ready to put on the whole armor of God. Let me say it again. Put on the spiritual warfare of God. That's the word. That's the truth. That's to let nothing separate you from the love of God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him this morning shall not perish, have everlasting. You can't control your husband, your wife. You can't control your children. You can give them and put them in the hands of God. Job had to put his children in the hands of God. And the devil took them all. Job said, I'm not going to bow. I'm going to wait on God. And God restored that. The devil said, if you just let me take him out, God's way, have you sent my servant Job to be upright, man? But you got to hedge around. Sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone and face reality. Walk in the truth. Whatever God's going to give you, you don't need a woman to give it to you, a man to give it to you. It comes from the knowledge of God. All that Adam did, Adam named everything. Adam ain't been no college. Adam was working in the spirit of God. And God named everything through Adam. So what I'm saying to you, get ready for God to bless you this morning. Get ready for a breakthrough. Because some of you need a breakthrough quick, fast, and in a hurry. You need to know that God got your back. You need to know. Like, sometimes your finance is attacked. Sometimes your children attack. Sometimes your children have turned against you. Sometimes your husband turned against you. You're sleeping with him or her. They turn against you. Then you wonder, well, I can't get nobody. Stop letting the devil put that in your mind. You have not this morning because you ask not. But what's going on across this world, the death, the murder, the killing, God is still in control. Blessing men, women, God is still blessing. God is still reaching out, doing whatever you need. Them that's on drugs, alcohol. And right now, we got more people on crack, cocaine, and on pills. Than they might be your neighbor. They look good, but they corrupt. They taking pills to survive. We call them functioning. They function drug addicts. They function alcoholics. I got to have a drink. If I don't get a drink, that's the devil too. You're taking the tools of the devil trying to prop God up. You ain't got to prop God up. God is God all by itself. You got to make a decision. All is well. You got to make a decision that God's going to hear me. And then when you pray, God's going to make it happen. You tell him, do what's wrong. You have strayed away from God. You strayed away from the word of God. So I want to give you this morning the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. St. Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God and all the other stuff that you want, God's going to give it to you. When you walk as the king and as the anointing of God, something good is going to happen. We're praying for the people in London. The queen, she passed on. But there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, try to get your life together where you might be able to help somebody, where you'd be able to lift somebody up high. And I was talking to a couple of people, and they were telling me, Bishop, things have changed. People in Mississippi got water, but they're scared to drink it. They said the water's fixed. It got to be fixed in Jackson, Mississippi. The water got to be fixed all the way, not just a patch on it. And what I'm telling you, you got to be rooted, booted, and in God all the way. And when God gives you that revelation knowledge, Psalm 51, Psalm 56 to 9, and Psalm 98 and 91, God is getting ready to give you the blessing that you need. Thank you for that reading, Mary. Put on the full armor of God and walk in God. And when you walk in God, he will put armor around you to protect you from the evil. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Sam Harris up in Minnesota, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for. Amilta Harris, I'm praying for you this morning, like you've been going through something. But I want you to get ready for this month. This is the ninth month. Raphael, a healing angel. I want to talk about healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want the God within you, man, to heal you. I want the love within God to heal you. The only way you can get healed, you have to send out that energy of love and happiness and deliverance. Walk in the anointing of God wherever you might be. Walk in the word of God whatever you might be doing. If God, the lady would tell me, well, I'm having problems, I said, baby, you got to give it to God and leave it alone. You can't do it by yourself. You get all the lawyers, everybody you want. But if God in it, it's going to work out. Spiritual warfare prayer. You want to be covered from the darkness and the rulers of the darkness and the rulers in high places. You do that, Psalm 37, Psalm 35, John 1 and 16, and begin to Proverbs 4 and 23. In all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And when you ask God, he's going to direct your path. Fear you, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, I'm praying that God open up that door for you. Maybe you locked up. Maybe you don't know what, you got death in your family. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying for the joy and the healing of God. Some of you tonight, some of you this morning, I want to, the Spirit giving me a number. I want to work with this number this month. This is the ninth month. And this is the Spirit of Raphael, the healing angel, this month. Some of you need a healing and a breakthrough. And some of you need to understand you can't rule the world. You let God handling you the warfare. I'm praying for you about the Gibson right now. I haven't heard from you. But I want to go in the Spirit. I'm going to pray. And I want you to get ready for God to bless you. Lisa, I got my cash out now. you can go to Cash App to, I'm going to give you that, some people, and I want you to send a donation. I think you send a plant of seed anyway. The Spirit told me, when you plant that seed, I want you to plant that seed for something you need. If you got a need, you plant that seed. Transfigured experience. When you go to Cash Out, I want you to plant that seed. And the Spirit didn't give me a number to tell you to plant. But I'm gonna say what the Spirit told me as I look. Psalms 37, 1 Peter 5 and 8, Ecclesiastes 6 and 11, and Exodus 14, 14, let God work. Now, them that won't quit the angel rapier, Exodus 23 and 20, he will send an angel to you. He sent an angel to Job, sent an angel to Moses, he sent an angel to Mary, and he will send an angel to you, I say, our ancestors. And as I get ready, I want you to take this down for you to get blessed. Spiritual warfare. How do you overcome that? You have to have that prayer, that knowledge that God is God, and God will protect you in all your in and out. And even I'm praying for you. Wayne, I'm praying for you. Kenneth, I'm praying for you this morning. Lisa, I'm praying for you. And Lisa, I want to say to you, stay focused. God is getting ready to kick you up. Anytime God gets ready to bless you, the devil gets busy. And yes, the devil gets busy when you're getting ready to reach out to get a financial blessing. The devil gets busy when you get ready to make it to another. Because the devil wants you to depend on them. See? Exodus 20, verse 3 through 17, the Ten Commandments, I want you to read that. And as you read that, there's going to be a blessing coming into your life. I'm going to tell you that. A financial blessing, a healing, and a deliverance from all trouble. Some of us is trouble and don't know. So I'm praying for the young lady. Marcia called me. I'm going to tell you, I'm praying right now. And I decree that cancer in your breast will dry up. And I want to let you know, God is a healer. He can do it in your kidneys, your lungs, the swelling of your legs, sugar, high blood. I just decree this morning, God is a healer. And you know, when you get ready, you say, well, Bishop, I'm at home. And, you know, I'm afraid to go out. Don't be afraid. Walk in the way of God like Abraham, Isaac, and Moses, and Jacob. They walked in the power of God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So this morning, you get ready to walk in the presence of God. Like you get ready for God to bless you. Now, this is the ninth month. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want you to see for your family this month. I want you to see for your family. And I want you to see, put their name down, them that you want God to take care of. And I want you to see $90. That's 90. And this is the ninth month. Go to, put the dollar sign and put Bishop TTT to Cash Out. And I'll give it. That's all you got to do. Let me say it again. Put the dollar sign, Bishop TTT, and go to Cash Out and do that. Or else go to the CAvanyoClay.com and watch God. I'm going to prophesy to some of you. I got a prophecy for you tonight, this morning anyway. But as I give you that prophecy, I want it to be a breakthrough. Somebody need to hear this morning.
Yeah.
are going to work out. But, you know, I said earlier, I'm going to talk about this. Mississippi, Arkansas, Michigan, go to North Dakota, St. Louis, Chicago, Michigan, even up in New York, that Biden got to call a meeting to deal with the crisis of these people coming in. Okay. That's still going to be some storms in the Gulf Coast that's going on now, going into November and October. But I want to say that to you. The word here, quick, fast, and in a hurry, God's going to probably bless them. Mass earthquakes in California, Texas, Missouri, some part of in South Dakota. I don't know if they ever had an earthquake in South Dakota, but it's going to happen. So these are some of the things you write down. Now, I'm going to go and give you a prophecy. Now, I ask you to see this morning $90, 90, but that's for healing for you. But I want to go deeper than that this morning. I want to give you a divine word from God personally for you. God will open up that door for you, Francis. Those that in Atlanta, those that in Alabama, those that are looking for the chicken flow for their business, and their business will open. Raphael is just my healing angel. And I want to pray for your healing and prophesy to you at the same time. And when I pray for your prophecy and for your healing at the same time, I want God to be touching what's going on with you at the same time when I pray for your healing and your deliverance. God got your name. He know where you're at. He know what you've been doing. And, you know, Lord, do it for me. That's my word. We want God to do it for you right now. And God can do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Somebody said, tell God to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. He can do it. If you ask him to do it, he'll do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But sometimes you got to ask God to do it. This is for you. 21:17, Psalm 23, 90, 94, Psalm 71, 75, 89, Psalm 37, and Psalm 109, 81, 38, Psalm 59, 77, Psalm 23, Father God, we come this morning to ask you to breathe on us, body, mind, soul, and spirit. God, we come this morning for you to touch every man, every woman. God, we know that you're able to do the healing right now. I decree a healing cataract tumor. I'm giving a revelation. Somebody's being healed in their neck. Somebody's being healed in their back. And I'm moving that stroke that hit me. I'm getting revelation knowledge that God is doing something.
I believe I'll say it again. You get in trouble, you can say,
I want to pray for that mother that lost that son, that lost that family. I'm praying right now that God will do it right now.
Because we knew you to be away
from the day. I just see the spirit. Native American buffalo movement. I can see a herd of buffalo moving and they clean the land up some kind of way. So I just know that's a sign that something's coming back. God will bring them back. Their spirit is running over the barrier. I'm asking God to touch this cataract of tumor. Somebody that ain't got a knee. Somebody just been to rest last night. I'm asking God to touch you in a special way. I'm asking God to open up a door.
can do.
St. Luke 6:38, St. Matthew 6:33. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, seeking for your miracle. You can't stop looking. Expect what God will do for you. Psalms 51. Expect that God will open that door for you that's been closed. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will do it for you this morning. Stop the crying. Don't get upset. Don't be emotional. Say, all is well. I'm praying for you, your children. I'm praying that everything will be all right in your life. Lord, we thank you. Just begin to thank God for a roof over your head, food, and your health. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you for those that can't thank themselves. I thank you for those that don't know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. They don't know the answers to walk with you. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love this morning. I'm praying. Those that God, I'm praying special for you, Linda, which has come in my spirit all the way up in Texas. I'm praying for you. April, all is well. Don't worry, that God got you. Lisa, God got you. Every trick the devil plays, God's going to make you head of it. He's going to let you know. So I just want to praise God up this morning for your healing. For the word, Sunday morning with the bishop, all is well. Get ready, expect a new job, Renee. Regina, respect a new position. I know you can't see it. God, Psalm 55, he's going to give you that breakthrough you've been asking him about in his time. Dad's going to be sighting a year old just in next month. There'll be flood back to back. Hurricane coming. You say, well, it's over with. No, it's not over with. There's something happening in you that you're going to find out about it. See when I said something will happen in you, they found the mass grave. But God is in control. I told you, and I'm going to prophesy this, that would be the government monitoring Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and some of these people that got so many drugs they have put out down in Florida. Drugs, they have put out so many of these drugs, these companies that have put so many deadly drugs out in our community. And young folks dying. Now, there will be more shootings in school because anybody dealt with the issue of taking the assault weapon out of the community. And take them off. They stop selling assault weapons. It's going to happen in 2022 and 2023. Now, I'm telling you that, but you might write it down and say it. They're going to find kids bringing guns and knives to school because they're depressed. They need more counseling. They need you that got your kids at home continually homeschool your kids. Things get ready. Do you need a miracle? Do you need a financial breakthrough? Do you need a healing? And I just feel that you need a healing right now. And that healing you need is a breakthrough. That healing breakthrough you need right, you need it right now. So when you need it, you got to let go and let God. God will open up that door for you. We want to go to say, God is my everything. And I thought we was on the mountain of Bellevue talking to Bracey. I think Lisa went to Bellevue Mountain. And I talked to Chief Izzy. He was telling me what spirit that's been coming to the mountain. What force clouds hanging over the mountain. And he said, Bishop, you got to come to Bellevue Mountain before it gets cold. I'm going to try to go and all to see things that's going on in the elements. I got some personal stuff to each and every one of you, but I want you to call me so I can tell you what God's given me for you, 2017, for you, 75, for you, 81, 38, for you, 77, for you, 2020, 75, 80, 9, God told me to tell you all his will. See, the devil's got to come and destroy what he put in your spirit, but all is well. This month will be a good month of healing. I'm praying somebody color that tonight, somebody eyes are caught for. Somebody that never chest pain, I'm praying for. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Have a Thank you. Thank you.